Welcome to the Encourage Her Community Podcast. I'm Joe, your co-host here at Encourage Her. Welcome to the community. We are women who choose to encourage. In a world full of critics, we need more encouragers. Let's get some encouragement today. Happy Monday. Good morning, encouragers. It's Joe. Welcome back to the Encourage Her Community Podcast. If you're a first-time listener, welcome to a community of women who choose to encourage each other, who show up every Monday, or this week, every day, possibly, and receive a word of encouragement and then choose to turn around and get out into the world to encourage someone else. So glad you're here. This week, our focus is Holy Week. We now find ourselves on Holy Wednesday. Throughout the week, we have seen Jesus enter Bethany, be anointed by Mary, triumphantly enter Jerusalem on a donkey with the ground covered in palms and coats. We begin to see opposition towards Jesus, a crowd arriving. He entered the temple and he wept over Jerusalem. We see him curse a fig tree and then clear the temple of wrongdoing. He reclaims the temple as a house of prayer. His disciples following him along his journey as he teaches, controversies are beginning to brew in Jerusalem. The disciples see the withered fig tree that he once cursed. And yesterday, Holy Tuesday, we got to enjoy and listen to the Olivet Discourse on his return to Bethany. Today, this Holy Wednesday, I will be reading scripture from Luke 21 and 22. We will hear how Jesus continues his daily teaching in the temple, how the Sanhedrin plots to kill him, and how preparations for the Passover may be beginning. Before I open up in prayer, you may want to turn to Luke 21, verse 37, if you're following along. Let me open us up in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for Holy Wednesday. We're midway through the week, Lord, and already so much has happened. We've heard already of this brewing opposition. It seems day by day to be growing. I love how yesterday you reminded us to stay awake, stand firm, and how your answers to the questions of opposition or trickery were out of love. You respond with truth and grace, Lord. And what a model for us, knowing what would happen to you. It boggles my mind, Lord, the choice you've made for us, and I'm forever in awe and grateful. I'm also grateful for the ladies listening right now who are interested and have a desire in their heart to read scripture in order to prepare their hearts for Resurrection Sunday. May it bless them. May your words speak specifically to them this Wednesday morning. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for your word, your son, and your helper, the Holy Spirit, who you so graciously left for us until you return once again. In your name, amen. Luke 21, verse 37 and 38. And every day he was teaching in the temple, but at night he went out and lodged on the mount called Olivet. And early in the morning, all the people came to him in the temple to hear him. Luke 22, verses 1 through 2. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes were seeking how to put him to death, for they feared the people. Luke 22, verses 7 through 13. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat it." They said to him, "Where will you have us prepare it?" He said to them, "Behold, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house that he enters, and tell the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room, furnished. Prepare it there." And they went and found it, just as he had told them. And they began to prepare the Passover. Lord, thank you for these words again. Visions of real accounts. Your steps this week. As you're walking towards Calvary, preparing a way, loving and teaching and pouring out truth as you go. We are so grateful that we are left with these truths to be reminded of and renewed by every day. Just as the disciples prepared for Passover, we also desire to prepare for Sunday. Lord, you know what each of us need this week. Help us to receive your word in whatever way you see fit, Lord. Help us to be grounded and centered on you as we go about our busy days, Lord. We know that this word written so long ago is also for us. We are eternally grateful until we see you again, Lord. Thank you again for your word, the freedom to share it, the technology to do so, Lord, and the listeners here this morning. Be with us this day. Thank you for your Son. In your name, amen. Ladies, I am so honored that you chose to spend some time with me this morning. I hope and pray that the Word of God encouraged you and that you feel inspired to now get out into the world and be a woman who chooses to encourage. Remember, Encourage Her is a God-given, purpose-driven ministry. This podcast is for the taking. It's free for the sharing. Please share it with her. Also, remember to subscribe, like, and follow us on Instagram at Encourage Her Wellness for your daily, quick encouragements throughout the week. From now till then, stay encouraged and choose to encourage her. I'll see you next Monday. Love to you all.